Surrender. God will bear whatever burdens we put on Him. All things are being carried on by the omnipotent power of a supreme God. Instead of submitting ourselves to it, why should we always be planning? We should do this or that, knowing that that train carries all the load. Why should we, traveling therein, suffer by carrying our small bundle on our heads instead of leaving it on the train and being happy? The story of Ashtavakra teaches that in order to experience Brahmajnana, all that is necessary is to surrender yourself completely to the Guru, to give up your notion of I and mine. If these are surrendered, what remains is the reality. There are two ways of achieving surrender. One is looking into the source of the I and merging into that source. The other is feeling, I am helpless myself. God alone is all-powerful. And except by throwing myself completely on Him, there is no other means of safety for me. And thus, gradually developing the conviction that God alone exists and the ego does not count. Both methods lead to the same goal. Complete surrender is another name for jnana or liberation. Bhakti is not different from mukti. Bhakti is being as the self. One is always that. He realizes it by the means he adopts. What is bhakti? To think of God. That means only one thought prevails to the exclusion of all other thoughts. That thought is of God, which is the self, or it is the self surrendered unto God. When He has taken you up, nothing else will assail you. The absence of thought is bhakti. It is also mukti. Bhakti is jnanamata, that is, the mother of jnana. To a devotee who was praying that she should have more frequent visions of Shiva, Bhagavan said, surrender to Him and abide by His will. Whether He appears or disappears, await His pleasure. If you ask Him to do as you like, it is not surrender, but command to God. You cannot have Him obey you and yet think you have surrendered. He knows what is best and when and how to do it. He is the burden. You no longer have any cares. All your cares are His. Such is surrender. That is bhakti. Sourced from Gems from Bhagavan.